were working on a mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I feel it working. Goodbye to the hurting. You woke me up, put me on my way. Hallelujah, it's a brand new day. Good morning, mercy. Tell us now.
Yeah, I'm still learning to trust and follow. I won't worry what tomorrow's gonna bring.
Good morning, Mercy, and good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Praise with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. How is everybody doing this morning? Hard to believe. See how fast time flies? Today is May the 28th, 2023. Tomorrow is Memorial Day as we remember all of our veterans that have had a place in our heart that served our country and has, you know, passed on. But we thank everybody, even the ones that are alive in the military, for their service. Well, I hope you're doing okay today. I hope you're feeling refreshed. I hope you're enjoying your three-day vacation, I guess you could say. Most of y'all that didn't have to work either today, most of you hopefully, and not Memorial Day, and take a little breather to reflect back on the veterans. Well, before we get started, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, gang, feel free, you can always email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. When you do that, check that like button. When you go to station information, our number's there. You can always text me a prayer. You can Facebook message me anytime there too as well. And I mean, there's all kinds of features. You know, just say, hey, you know, I got blessed, I got saved, I got, I shared your podcast as just a friend, you know? And, you know, we just love to hear your feedback on that. Well, before we get started, something new we're doing here on our Text of Prayer prayers, I need your help as far as brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm going to do three on Sunday Praise this morning, and their prayer requests. This is from Kathy. She's in the United States. Says, CA, will you and the radio family pray for God heal Glenn? completely, and for him to make a full recovery after having surgery and not waking up for 2 months. Wow. Yes, indeed, Kathy, and I want to thank you for sending that text of prayer to us. So we're going to pray for complete healing for Glenn. So let's come together as a body of believers. Dear Jesus, right now we just pray in your precious name. We pray for Glenn right now. God, I just pray that you would just touch him and heal him, especially after 2 months of just waking up. And we want him healed and healed for Kathy. And we give all this to you in your precious name, 110% total agreement. It's a body of believers in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Prayer number two is from Steve, United States. Says, CA, pray for God's wisdom and confirmation about what I should do in a very difficult family situation. Steve, let me tell you real quick, we've all been through family difficult situations. But when we pray and a body of believers pray, God will break the barriers. So today we're going to pray in Jesus' name for barriers to be broken. So, radio family, will you join together and let's pray for Steve. Dear Lord, we come to you united in prayer. We're praying for the barriers to be broken down to where he can be helped in this difficult family situation that he's going through. God, we just give all this to you and we lift it up in 110% total agreement. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Jesse in the United States writes me and he says, CA, will you and the radio family pray for my relationship to improve with my parents and in general? Pray for a better connection with other believers. I have mental illness and feel like people don't understand me. We sure will. Jesse, before I get started, let me tell you, at my radio station, there's two things we support here. We support a lot of things, but two things we support here is, one, we support Susan B. Komen, breast cancer awareness. Two, we support mental health awareness. Now, the month of May is mental health awareness. Before you guys go to church, if you hear this podcast, I pray you wear green at least one time a month, at least, to finish this off. So we're going to pray for you, Jesse. Lord, we just come united in prayer as a radio family. We pray for Jesse. We pray for his relationship to improve with his parents and in general. God, I just pray that he has a better, stronger connection with other believers. He does have the mental health, and God, I just pray you just help him and be with him because people don't understand him. But I pray he gets the help he needs. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. All right, well, you know what? I want to do a Cochran and Company this morning. Get coffeeed up. Good morning, Sunday Praise with CA, Fort Worth, Texas, the iHeartRadio studio. Hit it, guys. Let's run home this morning. Because
Jesus is Lord of all here? Is he Lord of all in your lives? Get your 10 string instruments together and help me out here tonight. Let me hear somebody say, Jesus is Lord of all. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess.
Yeah.
generation stepping out in faith. Because we will be a people on our knees, as one before the King, cause we believe. Hey. The world starts changing when the church starts praying. Strongholds start to break. Oh, when we pray, prison walls start shaking at the sound of praise. Nothing stays the same. Oh, when we pray. Oh, oh, oh. When we pray. Oh, oh, yeah. Let your kingdom come, Lord. Let your will be done.
There we go. Excuse me, Pastor Terrin Wells. You're like, C.A., what? Pastor Terrin Wells, yes. Him and his wife is going to be taking on a church that they're planning. They're actually leaving a church in Houston. And this summer, around August, they're going to be planning a church. And I actually have already signed up on it because I want to share it on our podcast. I mean, on our radio page. So you want to be sure to link up to the Morning Brew Christian podcast show. And we want to be very supportive for Pastor Terrin Wells and his wife. I'm sure he's still going to be doing music, but not near as much no more because he's focusing, going out there and winning souls. He believes that God wants him to go in that direction. If you go to Terrin Wells' Facebook page, you can find all the information there. And I think it's just so exciting, especially when you're out there and you're doing what God wants you to do and you're doing everything in His will. You know, in other words, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And you know what? We need to do exactly what the Lord tells us to do when He speaks to us, right? Amen? Amen. Now, I want to remind you again, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feel free. You can email me here at the studio or anytime, morningsbrewer@gmail.com, morningsbrewer@gmail.com. Please like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I would love to have you there. Okay, I just want to talk just a brief bit before we do praying. And I want to tell you, the Text of Prayer has been a very big hit. And it's just something that was created, something that I wanted to do for my listeners out there. We've talked about it before in the past. We're a hurting world. We've got broken people out in the world. I've been broken. We're all still broken, even when we are saved and we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. But here's the good part about it. When you have Christ in your heart, you ain't got a thing to worry about. And remember, I've talked about that life is always going to be tough journeys. Picking up the cross and following Jesus is hard, but you reap your benefit and you get the net return when you have eternal life through Him. He wants you to enjoy your life on earth, but He's got something better for you up in heaven, the New Jerusalem. Please put all your faith, hope, and trust in the Lord. If I can get anything past anybody that's going through hard times right now, because we've all been there, where you're pitching pennies. There's people out in the street. There's people going homeless. There's people getting kicked out of their apartments, their homes. Hey, the economy isn't all that great. But you know what? God's economy is better. And I'm going to tell you, He can take, remember the fish and the bread, loaves of bread? He can multiply that We're here to help. We're here to pray for you. Never underestimate what the power of prayer will do. I'm telling you, as a believer, I mean, I've seen miracles the last couple of years. And I got to tell you real quickly before we continue on with Sunday praise. So excited a couple of days ago when my daughter walked across the stage at Dickey's Arena in Fort Worth, Texas. Very exciting time. And I looked across and I seen all those graduates in the class of 2023. And I was saying a prayer for all of them that they just have a good life in the direction that God wants them to go. So please, in any frustrating situation, step out and take yourself five. Shut the world off for a minute. You know what I mean? Just shut it off and give it to God. So before we even continue on with music, some more music here. Again, this is something else new that we're doing. It's about three prayer requests every so often. I want to do another three. This is from Jennifer in the United States. It says, C.A., please pray for God to lead me in the right church and new friends as I will be relocating. Absolutely. Times are tough, even after post-COVID times. Churches are struggling. A lot of unchurched out there. But we're going to pray for Jennifer right now. Dear Jesus, I just pray you put your hands on Jennifer. God, I just pray you lead her to the right church. She begins to develop new Christian friends as she is locating. And we give all this to you in 110% total agreement. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dell in the United States writes me and says, C.A., pray for healing for pain in my stomach. Okay. God is a great physician. So as a body of believers and radio listeners, we're going to pray for a touch right now from the Lord. Dear Lord, we pray for Della right now. God, she is in a severe pain in her stomach. I pray, God, for complete healing for Della. I pray you just help her. God, she's probably going through a lot right now, but you're the great physician. So I pray that you just help her in anything she does. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mary writes me and says, C.A., will you and your radio family please pray for my family for salvation and deliverance? Absolutely. God will deliver. So we're going to pray right now. We're going to come really strong on this last prayer request. Okay? So, dear Jesus, we come to you as a body of believers. We pray right now for Mary. God, I just pray for just deliverance, for salvation and deliverance. And you can do that. And God, we just lift it up as a radio family and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mary and others, I've got a song for you. Phil Driscoll. Let's get a little bit of upbeat on Sunday praise. God, you are so good. Has he been good to you? Think about the words on this. Good morning, coffee up.
Shout it out from the highest.
My friend Rent Walker, I am a believer. He is actually working on some more new songs that you guys are going to love. And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Praise with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Share my podcast anytime, okay? Anytime at all. Well, let's continue on with a few more songs, and we're going to close out as we get ready to head off to church. This one is Cornerstone by Toby Mac and Zach Williams. It's his newest song, and it is a one-hit wonder. Here we go.
Looking out my window, feeling the crescendo, sunset on a quiet sea. Sitting with the ones that I'll forever love, we're waiting on a flash of green. And even when the nights got cold, you have always held me close. You're the only rock that I could ever stand on, you're the only one for me. The sun goes up, the sun comes down, this whole world keeps spinning round. I'm here traveling down this long and winding road. Seasons come and seasons go, they take me high, they leave me low. But I'm still standing on the only rock I know. You're my cornerstone. Sweating through a long night, wrestling the hounds of shame. Trying to turn the hands back on a troubling past, every move I make's in vain. But even in the shifting winds, you are who you've always been. You're the only rock that I could ever stand on, through it all you remain. The sun goes up, the sun comes down, this whole world keeps spinning round. I'm here traveling down this long.
Oh,
Phil Wickham, one of his one-hit wonder songs there, This Is Our God. Well, we're going to close out on Sunday Praise with CA. I hope you all have a great day. And I want you to know you're loved and you're appreciated. And again, if there's anything we can do here at our station, feel free. You can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. All right, well, let's close out in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over, guide, and protect us. Forgive us of all of our many sins. And be with us and let us have a great day as we enjoy this extra holiday tomorrow as we remember our veterans. For we love you and all God's people say in 110% total agreement. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, this is CA. I'm going to settle up. I'm going to leave Faith Studio 1 in central downtown Fort Worth. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.